This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April of this year. We're talking about no other than PCT Limited. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Gary Grieco. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you very much. I always enjoy being on, and thank you for having me.
You know, I looked out, June 5th, you guys put out a press release about new installations and distributors. Bring us up to speed on that.
Well, one of the things that is we've shifted gears to is since March, the pandemic has really created a big demand for the fluids beyond hospitals. So we've been adding very selectively distributors. We've got now about seven in the fold, and we've got another one coming on stream in Colorado in the week, and we've got about seven more to vet before we take them on. But what that's giving us is a much broader base for the fluids. I mean, they've been sort of very focused on healthcare. We are finding now a lot of businesses and smaller offices, et cetera, are now using fluids, especially ours, to help protect their clientele and their employees. That would have been very difficult shipping smaller amounts out from the facility in Little River. But by having a network of distributors now, that's really opened up the possibility and turned it into a reality. And as we talked before on the last show, we are moving forward with opening additional depots or expanding already depots. Our first major expansion will be Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we'll be expanding Meeker, Oklahoma, and Northern Florida. We'll be adding equipment to those places, which will really help to service the fluid needs, both for a general business and medical reasons.
Well, let me ask you this. On that June 5th press release, you also stated that you had new installations. Does that mean hospitals are letting you come in and install installations here? Bring us up to speed on that.
Yes. The other thing that obviously has been a benefit for us is that some of the hospitals that we had talked with before have now stepped up. We'll be doing another one in New York City next week. That'll put us into the third week, very possibly an additional one before the month of June is over, but that'll give us two to three. And through the rest of the year, I was talking with our healthcare people, with the exception of December, which can be a difficult month to get things done. We will be installing two to three hospitals. Let's keep it to the two number. I got to be very careful. Some people hold me and say, you said three, two hospitals a month.
Well, I want to switch gears here for a second. I want to talk about revenues and sales. Have sales continued at a high level? Has this pandemic stressed you guys out a little bit? Is the phone not ringing? Where are we at on that?
Initially it did, but luckily we are very adept at what we do. And when it really started to hit, we very quickly shifted from, although we made fluid, they weren't a major part of our business, from the equipment side to the fluid side. And we brought the facility up in less than a week to deliver 10,000 gallons a day. We're maintaining that capability. The other thing that we're now getting back into is the installation of equipment that was very difficult, especially in New York City. Certainly April, from the middle of March to the middle of May, the end of May. That's just beginning to open up for us. As I said, we have installed two systems. Another one is going in next week. So that'll give us three systems that have been installed in the last 5 weeks. When you ask about sales, which are the lifeblood of any business, I'm very happy, not only for the company in general, but all of myself, who's a shareholder, and all the shareholders, that we've crossed out of the negative side into the plus side. We're looking for a very, very robust second quarter.
Well, let's talk about financing and financials. One, how are you financing the ongoing operations with the new operations coming on board, that being Oklahoma and Indiana? And if you would, bring us up financials, where are we at on those?
Okay, we, you know, as I again say, one of the things that's been very good for us, we've been able to finance out of cash flow. Now, there is going to be a demand for accelerating our expansion because the demand is there. And I'm currently talking with a number of, I've got to underscore this, reasonable financing situations. So between cash flow and borrowings, and possibly if the stock moves a little higher, some equity financing, we're going to be fine.
I was going to ask you, how do you tie everything together? How is it going to look like for here going to the rest of the year?
Certainly a record for the company. How about if I give you a range? I believe our sales for the year will be north of $4 million. I think we're on that course. We're sticking to it, possibly higher, but I'm comfortable with that $4 million area.
Yes.
And the other thing which we, I know we're running out of time here, but I want to keep assuring everybody, the Q and the K are around the corner. Obviously the K first and the Q within 6 or 7 days thereafter, which will get us current, get us back on stream. And certainly, I'm not going to make any excuses for this. That doesn't help with when you're raising the money side. So it's very important we get it done. And I want to assure everybody, I know people think it's sometimes you're making excuses, but I'll tell you, the pandemic in that case killed us instead of doing it. Benefited us on the business side, but it certainly delayed getting our accountants and everything be able to come down and do the necessary things they had to do to finish the K. We're at the top of the stretch now.
Gary, I'm going to leave you with the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
The company is, again, moving forward. And one of the other things I'd like to say real quickly, we haven't had to change our mission statement of what this company is all about when it was founded. The way of treating pathogens has got to change away from harmful chemicals into something benign like hypochlorous acid, which we make. The acceptance of the I want to say investing public, but I didn't mean to say that. I mean the general public. They are now very aware of how important it is. When you get that kind of a grassroots situation, it just puts pressure as it moves up the line for people to start to be very, very concerned about their not only their families, their employees, and just as importantly, their clientele, their customers. And we're seeing a major, major move in that area across the country. So, and all those things benefit us tremendously.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been a little while since you've been on the show. My guest today has been Gary Grieco. He is the CEO and chairman of PCT Limited. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is PCTL. Gary, thank you so much for stopping by. Hopefully you come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.